Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
It's Saturday. What do you want to do?
I guess we'll have to talk about fishing.
Do a place-by-place fishing report?
It's weird, but might I as think well. We probably should.
I mean, we didn't do one last week.
Yeah.
People are disappointed. They were complaining. So.
Hey, tell them to come in here and apply for a job.
I guess. I told them our customer stream was just a little heavy last week. Made things challenging, so.
Yes.
But it's a little blowsy out there right now. It's a little cloudy, so maybe a little fewer people fishing today. Maybe we can get through this thing. I would like to add something to this report.
Okay.
Now, I know that I'm going to get pushback from you, but I feel strongly that we should do this.
Okay.
For the many areas that we end up putting no reports, I would like to put a crystal ball suggestion in there. Not saying this is what you're going to do in there, or what Robert says is going to happen in there, but what the crystal ball suggests might happen in those areas. And only because we keep having no reports for so many different spots. All I really am looking for is a, do you think that this spot would be worth going to, or would you just skip it? What do you think?
You're still going to have a lot of those because it's all seasonal.
Okay, but at least somebody reading it gets some idea of, is it worth going here or not going here, rather than just the blank, no reports.
Okay.
You with me?
Sure.
Okay. You don't seem happy about this at all.
No. It's just, it's seasonal, so it's like what you can put on there is, no, it's going to suck for the next 3 months.
Yeah, and that would be more helpful than just having the blank no reports, because people are looking at this, in a lot of cases, they don't know all of these places. They haven't been to a lot of these places, so if we're just giving them the no reports, it's like, okay, was it no reports because few people went up there? Is it no reports because you just didn't talk to anybody this week, even though the last 2 weeks it was pretty good? What's going on there? What do you think? What does the crystal ball suggest?
Okay, sure.
Okay, now that we've got that out of the way, and we've bullied him into doing that against his will, let's start with the Peace River and Harbor Heights and upriver along with Shell Creek.
Terrible.
Okay.
A couple small snook and a couple rolling tarpon. But that's it. It's been extremely slow.
Okay. So if we have reports, though, then we'll just put that. We'll put a couple small snook and a couple rolling tarpon. No need to have the crystal ball because that sounds like it's pretty slow.
Okay.
Are you getting into the feeling of this?
Getting into the groove. It's just tickling me fuzzy.
Good. Fantastic. I feel like you're angry with me, but that's okay. The Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
No report.
And the crystal ball suggests?
It's very slow. It's just, it's that time of year and it's still that close to the upper river.
All right. So it says no reports, crystal ball suggests very slow action. Look at that. More useful information
there
that we're supplying to the fishing report consumer. The 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park.
Been a lot of small snook, especially at night. There's been a couple of short cobia, a couple of baby bull sharks, several trout. And
were the trout small also?
There was a couple legal ones, but they were just barely legal. The majority of them are small.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's all I got from there. I can't think of something else.
Okay. No black drum, no redfish.
No. Not yet. The redfish are always intermittent, but the black drum will probably be showing up there in the next couple weeks, I would guess.
Oh, I don't know. That feels awfully crystal ball-y to me. And we had reports here, so we're just going to go with those. You don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay. The Lashley.
Little.
What?
Nothing.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
What was that? The Lashley Seawall.
Nothing. I've got no reports from there.
And your crystal ball says?
Nobody fished it.
Not enough information to make any kind of call. Huh? How's that?
Perfect.
Yeah? All right. Even the crystal ball can't see it.
There you go.
The Bayshore Pier.
That's been extremely slow. A guy caught a short cobia and a small bull shark. Two different days.
Okay.
So, that's one of those spots. The same thing. It's going to be sporadic always.
Okay. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Been some small snook, one legal snook, and some small mangrove snapper. And like Lil was just saying, he had all that bait around there. It's all little bait. You know, not even worth throwing a cast net on.
Right.
Like quarter inch cast net, some of that's still gilling. So, pretty tiny. But there'll be guys sitting in there throwing their nets anyway. And then complaining that they can't find white bait.
Yeah.
It's only because you killed 1,000 of them just in your gilling your cast net alone.
Okie dokie, the Port Charlotte Canal, salt and brackish.
Let's see. A lot of small snook. One guy did catch a couple jacks trolling through there. Some small mangrove snapper.
Did he say what he was trolling?
He bought the Rapala and the Ozuri Crystal Minnow.
So let's just call
them one of those
small lip plugs.
Yep.
Okay.
Then some small mangrove snapper. A couple of black drums showing themselves, but nothing really special yet. And then a lot of juvenile tarpon rolling all over the place to make you crazier.
Now you think more of those drum are on the way?
I would like to hope so. Generally speaking, PGI gets more of them than Port Charlotte does, but last year got a lot of them for some reason. So it would be nice if the same thing happens this year. Make it real nice. I mean, the school pushed through the other night, but they were gone the next day, like she was saying.
Right, in and out.
Yeah.
Zoom, zoom. The Elder Bean Pier.
Some legal snook. All at night.
Method?
Walking shrimp or the shiners, freshwater shiners. Just be prepared for them to die fairly quickly, but usually that's all it takes.
Yep.
If I was going out there to go fish for illegal snook, that's what I'd be taking personally, would be shiners.
Yep. The trick is to get it in front of a fish before it dies.
Right.
It so helps. If you're just randomly throwing it out there,
good luck.
Not a great plan. Gonna get eaten by a catfish.
Yeah.
You got to put it in front of where a snook wants to be, and snook want to be on that structure. Snook want to face into current, and if you put those two factors into your mental computer, you should be able to come up with, hey, here's a likely location for me to put a shiner.
Exactly.
We make it a lot harder than it has to be sometimes. Really do. I do think that. That's why I said it. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
There's been a lot of little trout over in the cutoff and some very small snook. And then a couple guys did catch some redfish. One was oversized, but the rest were all way undersized.
Okay. All right, the South Gulf Cove canals.
A couple small snook and a couple of bass that I heard about. And the bass were way far in the back.
Yep. I was already typing that. Okay. The West Wall.
A lot of little redfish, but up under the bushes. If you're not in the bushes, under the bushes, in the shadow of the bushes, you're not going to catch them. The mouths of the creeks are doing okay, but definitely got to be as close to those bushes as possible. And then there's also been a handful of small snook. There was a couple pompano and a couple trout on top of the bar. And then a couple guys did see short cobia cruising, but they were very short. Like, the one guy didn't even bother throwing at two of them that he saw. Because he knew there was no chance.
Okay, and remember, 36 inches to the fork
right.
is your current cobia minimum size. And a 36-inch to the fork cobia, when you look at it in the water, is going to look about 6 feet long. So
right. That's true.
It's going to look enormous. You're going to see, oh, that's a big fish, and you're going to catch that cobia, and you're going to measure me. 27 inches, come on!
Right.
Just how it is. The Cape Hayes bar.
I've gotten no reports there.
What does your crystal ball suggest?
Crystal ball suggests that Flipper has been in there bothering everything. So it's been a real headache, plus a lot of that grass is gone. So there's not just that many fish. It's going to take a little bit longer to get warmed up for the ladyfish and the mackerel to move through there.
Okay. In a few weeks, you think, for those?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoops. I didn't write few weeks. I wrote fee weeks as one word.
Nice.
And that's not a word.
No, it's not. Could be.
Fee weeks.
It very well could be.
Brings us to turtle and bull bays.
A lot of redfish. But you're strictly bush fishing pretty much all of that.
So we've got oyster bars out there. They're not hanging out on those?
Not too much. Pretty much all been under the bushes. And then some spots have some very small snook. There's been some sheep's head and some trout right around the oyster bars and the fish shacks. Okay. Definitely lots of redfish. And most of those are slot size.
Okay. That's important information that we should add.
It is.
Okay. Now, of course, fishing underneath the bushes. Always a little bit of a challenge. You throw a shrimp under there.
Especially for me.
Well, just the physical aspect of getting underneath there. So
very hard.
When you say we're getting underneath the bushes, we're not talking about casting near the bushes. We're not landing 5 feet or 3 feet out in front of the trees. We got to get to the drip line.
Yeah.
Now, if you get to the drip line, do you think that's close enough, or do we have to get underneath?
Underneath would be better, but to the drip line would be fine.
Okay, so if you make a cast and it lands 2 feet outside the drip line, what are you going to do with it?
Just reel it right back to yourself.
Don't even bother. Don't even leave it out there for a catfish to find. Just crank it back up and try again.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, those fish are tied up real close to the trees.
And what would you suggest throwing? Because shrimp are fantastic, but they get frustrating. There's been a lot of little mangrove snapper out there. The pinfish are definitely on the rise. Mm-hmm. So you're putting those things in there, and it lands on the bottom. I finally get the perfect cast after you tried 16 times, and you get it right where you needed it to be, and then as soon as it lands, you feel tap, 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 and then nothing. Because right. You reel it up, your bait's gone.
Yep.
So, do you have an alternative suggestion?
Gulp shrimp.
Do they have to be shrimp?
No, but that's what was working for us the other day.
You just laying them on the bottom anyway, right?
No, we were jigging them back.
Oh, you're jigging them back. Okay.
Yeah, we were jigging them back.
So you're not dead baiting with your gulp. You're mm-hmm. actually retrieving it like it's a lure.
Yep.
Okay.
Same way with the shrimp. Just jigging it back slowly.
Gotcha. Okay. See, this is why you should be listening to the report instead of just reading the report online. The report online is great, but listening to the report, you get lots more information that I'm not typing out. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
A couple pompano.
Okay.
Some small mangrove snapper. And a guy caught 2 Spanish mackerel off of it the other day, too.
And that's just going to increase.
Yes.
Trying to spell Spanish for the 4th time. There we go.
Get your big fingers that get in the way.
It's this faulty keyboard. I'm blaming that.
Okay.
Pompano, mangrove snapper, Spanish mackerel. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, then Gasparilla Sound. Are you in the middle of a yawn?
Yep, a lot of trout.
Sorry. I'll try to time it better. If I'm not looking at you, I can't tell when you're yawning. You need to have some kind of other warning sign.
Mostly small. And they're in 3 to 6 feet of water. A lot of redfish up along the bushes. Along with a lot of little peanut snook. And there's also been some bluefish and an occasional Spanish mackerel out there mixed in with those trout. But the water is very clear, so the fish are spooky. So if you're too close, you will spook the fish, where they're not going to cooperate.
Now, that's not so much with the Spanish mackerel, the bluefish, and the trout, but no. Getting up there along the trees and trying to fish for those reds and snook.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are not happy to see you there.
No.
It does not put them in an eating mood.
Nope, not usually. Always that one dumb fish, but not usually.
Right. Okay, the Placida area, the pier, the trestle, Gasparilla Pass, other nearby spots.
Lots of sheep's head. A whole lot of sheep's head. Been a fair amount of snook at night being caught there, but mostly small.
Now hold on, these sheep's head.
Mm-hmm.
How picky are they being?
Not real picky. Fiddler crabs and shrimp, they're still eating them pretty well.
Okay. All right, what else did you say? Snook, was that it?
Snook at night.
Yeah.
That's it.
You expect any keepers?
It's always a possibility there, but El Jobino will be my first choice. Placida, for me, has always been a better fall spot.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The fish are coming in off the beach rather than coming out from the rivers.
Yep. So.
Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay, we got some trout. 3 to 6 feet of water again. Even around the Tom Adams Ridge, they're catching a few, along with a couple sheep's head. Other than none, I got nothing else.
Okay. Doo-doo. There we go. All right. The Anger Pier.
Some snook, all shorts. That's the only report I've got there.
Okay. The Gulf of Mexico. Reefs, wrecks, bottom fishing, trolling. Anybody been out?
Well, a couple guys did manage to get out, even though it was a lot windier than they said it was. Got 90 to 110 feet of water, red grouper. A few mangrove snapper. Most of the mangrove snapper have been pretty darn small. But if you move it back into like 50, 60 feet of water, there they're getting some lanes. Mangrove snapper, porgies, and grunts.
Are these mangs bigger in shallower water?
No, about the same size.
Okay, but there are more of them?
Yeah. I'm just not...
Uh-oh.
We had a crash.
Tragedy.
Massive crash. It happens. So what is that one?
What is that one? That looks like the world's biggest Tom Tate.
That's what I thought. He called it a cotton wick.
Yeah, okay. That's possible. You know, there's a lot of these weird grunts out there that we don't see very often.
Yeah. But no, it's just weird.
Of course, here I am.
But Donnie caught looking a 17-pound red grouper and some mangrove snapper, but the red grouper was his prize of the day.
I'd really like to be able to see the tail on this fish to ID it.
Yeah, I know.
I need to see that V.
It's the only one
to
fish
see if
I
it's
got.
A cotton wick. I don't know. It doesn't. I don't know, dude. Maybe.
I've only seen one ever in person, so I don't know.
Yeah, I need to see the tail. before I'm willing to make an assessment. But like I said, if it's a Tom Tate, it's like the new world record.
Right.
Okay, sorry about that. I know you people could see none of that, and that did not enhance your radio listening experience whatsoever. So.
No, never does.
Anything else going on offshore? Any word on pelagics? Or?
They saw a couple of Spanish mackerel jumping out there. One guy did catch a bonita while he was trying to troll. But it was a little too lumpy for much of that to be productive.
Okay. The Venice Jetties and Venice Pier.
Yeah. They've been getting some Spanish mackerel up there. A whole lot of sheep's head.
I already used whole lot of.
Okay.
Okay, I'll use it.
An exorbitant amount.
A plethora?
Cornucopia?
Cornucopia. That's it. That's the one I wanted.
There we go.
If I can't spell Spanish, how am I going to do this?
But no, they've been doing really good on the sheep's head up there.
And are those fish being picky?
No, not really. I mean, if they're catching a bunch of them, that means they're not too picky. Mostly on fiddler crabs and or shrimp.
Okay. A cornucopia of sheep's head.
Yep.
That brings us to Captiva Pass.
A couple Spanish mackerel. Guy saw a few tarpon roll. And a few mangrove snapper. And one black-nosed shark. And he got freight trained by a bigger shark.
Now, go back to that thing that you said with the tar. Actually, no, we'll wait till Boca.
They're just swimming through. They're just teasing you. That's all they're there for. It's like rock candy.
Okay. Well, Boca Grand Pass is the next spot, so I'm sure you have to mention tarpon here also.
Yeah, same thing there. There's tarpon showing up in there, but they are not there for 3 days, then they're there for a day, and then they're gone for 5 days. They've just been very sporadic. And they're doing what tarpon do. You'll get that bite chews real good first thing in the morning, then it just starts to slow way down.
Okay. So if we want fish to catch, not fish to look at?
Sheep's head and mangrove snapper right along the shoreline. And been a few pompanos still out there along the drop-off on the north side of the channel. Not setting the world on fire with them, but they are at least catching them.
Okay. All right. Beach fishing.
Beach
walking
fishing.
The Gulf beaches, not Port Charlotte Beach, the Gulf beaches.
Real
the
beaches.
Actual real beaches. You know, where waves come in and where you can't see the shore on the other side.
Yeah, imagine that. Yep. Well, let's see. Inglewood Beach right now would probably be my first choice. But also Stump Pass and Boca Grande are doing extremely well. They're getting some bluefish. Some juvenile black drum, whiting, pompano, and also heard of a couple of flounder being caught. I guess I should a few because I heard of two at Stump Pass and one out at Boca.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Brings us down to Matt Lachey and Indian Fields and Smokehouse Bay.
Lots of sheep's head. Lots of sheep's head, and then you got the trout at Smokehouse, which most of them are smaller. And then you've also got some trout down there at the Indian Fields.
We're just going to call them smallish.
Smallish?
Yeah. A little smallish.
Okay.
A little on the smallish side.
Okay.
All right. Pine Island Sound. Mondongo, Patricio, Rat and Cat Keys.
Got nothing from down there.
No reports. Crystal Ball suggests.
It should be okay. Just haven't gotten any reports. It's definitely worth checking out.
Okay. Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Some small trout, a couple of Spanish mackerel, and a couple of black nose, as best I could tell from the lousy pictures.
Okay.
One was in his landing net, or whatever it was, and he's trying to get me to identify it, and it's like the net's rolled up all around it. I'm like, best I can tell you, it's a shark.
Yep.
That's all I can tell you.
And at least one pompano down there that we caught.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Oh, let's see. We got some redfish up against the shoreline there. And then there's been a few pompano, small trout, and some jacks on top of the bar and on the outside edge of the bar there.
Okay. Small trout and what?
Jacks, ladyfish.
That was the one, ladyfish. Okay. The east side. Cormorant Key, Back Bay Key, Sneaky Creek, Pirate Harbor, places like that.
Yeah, that's been super slow. I mean, they're getting a few trout around there. There's been a couple of cobia cruising the bar. And then a handful of small redfish. But it's been pretty quiet overall.
Okay. We had a school of good-sized redfish out there. Not quite in, but near the Pirate Harbor area.
Mm-hmm.
They were up in water that was shallow enough that we could see their shoulders coming up out of the water as they were chasing bait around.
Nice.
Unfortunately, we were not able to approach those fish. The trolling motor wasn't functioning correctly, so we didn't really get all that close to them, other than they came through, they ate bait, and then they moved on. So,
yeah,
that's we weren't able to get after them. But these were not little guys. These were
oversized,
all over slots.
Nice. It's cool to see.
It is. Would have been cooler to put a spoon in front of one, but,
sure.
You know.
Still great to see that, though.
Yes. Not if you're a mullet.
Well,
they were not
true.
Happy about it.
No.
And these fish were big enough, they were panicking 10 and 12-inch mullet. They were doing that shower thing that mullet do, where they greyhound jump and then jump and then jump.
Yeah.
I like seeing that. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Let's see. What have I heard over there? In Alligator Creek itself, been some small snook trolling through there. A couple of jacks. He caught one trout trolling. What else? Yeah, that's it.
Lip plugs?
Yeah.
Okay. Ponce de Leon Park.
Well, that's been surprisingly quiet, but they are catching a couple of black drum. Some very small mangrove snapper. A guy did supposedly catch a legal-sized redfish, but I didn't see any pictures of it. That came from a third person. Third-party situation.
Mm-hmm. We're going to call that one not verified.
Right. There you go.
Okay. The PGI canals.
A lot of little snook, couple of jacks, whole lot of little juvenile tarpon rolling all over the place, just to look at, and then the black drum are starting to move around a little bit more in there. They're starting to see them in groups of anywhere from 2 to 6 fish.
Sheep's head still in there?
There's been some, but they're so hard to find in there.
I know there's some in there because I watched four of them eating underneath the guy's dock the other day.
Yeah.
So
they're in there. They're just, it's like they're at one dock, then they're not anywhere in the rest of that canal system.
And all of those sheep's head would have been big enough to keep.
Yeah.
So, yep.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to say these sheep's head are randomly sprinkled.
Yes.
Randomly sprinkled about. Like when a squirrel pees off a tree branch.
Nice.
You like that image, don't you?
Yep.
Thought you would.
It's like a little monkey.
Yep. Okay. Got to add the jacks. All right. The Gilchrist Pier.
I got no reports from there.
And your crystal ball says?
We almost need to get rid of that spot.
Crystal ball suggests don't bother. Okay.
Yeah.
The Alligator Creek Reef?
Very, very slow. A couple of very small Spanish or small mangrove snapper and small sheep's head. But it's got so much of that algae all over it, or
yep,
whatever you want to call it, that it's just not fun to fish right now.
Yep. Yeah, we were looking at it on the bottom machine the other day, and I was showing them. It almost looks like it's on fire down there with all these things coming up off of it. And that's the algae growth
right
coming up off of it in spikes. And it just looks gross down there.
Doesn't surprise me.
Too much algae. There we go. The 20-foot holes.
Nothing. No reports yet. Still
no reports.
Too early.
Crystal ball suggests too early yet.
Another month and a half.
Suggests check back in 6 weeks.
There you go.
Okay.
That works out better.
The baitfish reports.
It's all small. You're going to struggle to find decent bait. It's scattered all over the place out there, but it's just so small, I wouldn't even bother with it.
Okay. What about the stuff that's out in the middle of the harbor? Is that the same stuff, or is that something else?
Bait-wise?
Mm-hmm.
There's some threadies mixed in with it, but there again, they're small, too.
Okay. Because we're seeing a lot of that stuff down through the middle of the harbor.
The green stuff?
No, baitfish stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of the rain on the surface baitfish. What I'm not really seeing is a whole lot of this stuff being eaten, you know. Not so much with the predators going on.
Right.
But I know it's getting some people excited. I like seeing baitfish.
Yeah.
Even if it is too small to net.
Yeah.
The freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, and lakes.
Wouldn't hurt me in here to stop catching it.
No, I agree with that too.
Well, let's see. Bass have been the main thing. All on shiners, mostly. And then some decent crappie, but most of the better crappie have been over at the main lakes, like Okeechobee and places like that. And that's all I got for those.
Okay.
But it's definitely a shiner bite.
Okay. Now that brings us to the tarpon reports.
It stays empty.
It stays empty.
Yep.
I don't.
We are not there yet. With
listen,
the crystal ball.
I don't know that it can stay empty because as soon as we start seeing those fish, people are going to get excited about seeing those fish, and I think we should say something about it. You know, even if it's not, here's what you're going to do to catch a tarpon, just something to acknowledge the fact that those fish have started to show up. I feel like that's something we should do. Do you not agree?
Okay. I'll go with you on that, but okay. No. There's nothing to put on there.
Well, there's something to put on there because...
But I don't even think it's a 50-50.
No, it's as far as actually catching them, no, I'm not saying that catching them is a thing. But once people start to see them, you know how they're going to get. You know a lot of people have this tarpon fever thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the symptoms.
Yeah.
So we'll say a few fish have been showing up sporadically. If I can spell that word. Sporadically in the passes. And even more sporadically elsewhere. But there's not much point trying to fish them yet. Yeah?
Right. Take your rod with you. If you happen to be in that area, take a look, but don't go out of your way to go look for them.
Bring your tarpon rod if you want, but plan to catch something else. Yeah?
Yep. It's a good call.
Okay. Good. I'm glad it works for you.
It makes you happy, right?
That's really what matters. No. It takes way more than this to make me happy. But,
content?
I can live with it. How's that?
You're content?
I can live with it.
Okay. Kay. Yes, dear.
If anything else to add to this report?
Nope.
No final words of wisdom. No telling people to watch out for the spring break morons out there. Come on.
Oh, that's usually a given. That's why I got two customers that just don't go out and fish at all this time of year. They wait until spring break's over and the snowbirds are starting to head back because he just does not like it, even though he's retired and can fish during the weekdays. He said it's just too nuts out there.
Yeah, and it does get a little nuts out there.
Yep.
And just remember, a lot of people are VRBO renting houses, and a lot of those houses are coming with boats, and a lot of the people who are out there driving those boats have no idea how to drive a boat or what to do or anything like that. So head on a swivel no matter where you are. Pay extra attention to that, and especially watch out for people right behind you because they are following you because they have no idea where to go.
He's going fast enough. We can follow him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I only draft 6 inches of water. You draft 12.
Or 20.
Yeah.
That's even better. Yeah.
Goofy stuff.
All right, are we done with this report?
Yes, we are.
Can I order my cheeseburger now?
Yep. Surprised you didn't order it ahead of time.
Yeah, I never know how long this report's going to take.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm going to order it now as soon as you say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.